Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is from First Liberty. I want to welcome Lathan Watts, Public Relations and Communications Director. Great to have you, Lathan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the military is being basically told, and of course, it's still, I guess, up for discussion, if you will, but the Biden administration very much wants to make it so that if you as a member of the military for purposes of conscience say no, I'm not going to take the poke, that you somehow now should be dishonorably discharged and basically have your life ruined. That seems like there should be a right to say no.
Yes, and you know, when people join the military, they do. It is a little bit different. You know, I mean, there are some things that in order to have a command structure, you know, they're in a little bit different situation than the average citizen. However, they do not surrender their religious liberty by enlisting in the military. And we've gotten lots of calls from folks in the military. And what we're asking people to do, because we're getting so many phone calls, it's difficult for us to keep track of all the incoming calls. So what we're asking people to do is go to our website first. There is a toolkit there about vaccinations, and download that. It's for free. It will walk you through how to request an exemption based on your religious convictions, and to request that and then get back in touch with us once you have that response, and to just go back to the website, fill out the Get Legal Help tab if your request is denied. What we've been hearing from some of the people that have talked to us is that they're being told it's not going to do any good to request the exemption. It's going to get denied, so why bother? Well, we would suggest that they request it anyway, so that if it is denied, it's documented, and that will make it that will help us if we are able to engage, to help folks in the military dealing with this issue. So it's interesting times, as you indicated, and is probably the nice, polite way to say it. But these people, you know, willingly sign up to defend these rights for everybody else, and they should not be denied them.
Well, and as it sits right now, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, has been passed by both houses and is on its way to, you know, to being signed. But the White House is having a fit because the amendment by Representative Green stating that, you know, military members should not be dishonorably discharged because they have chosen to separate themselves from the military because they're being demanded to vaccinate, to take this inoculation, this poke. And so we'll see, you know, I guess how that plays out. But look, I was Air Force. I'm a veteran. Okay. And yes, I understand that that orderly and taking orders is a part of what you sign up for when you join the military, when you join the service. But you know, there's experimentation on members of the military. That's not, you sign up and your oath is to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And Lathan, I think what we're addressing here is a constitutional right, if you want to reference it that way, especially for the religious right, the religious exemption, to say, you know, I can't in good conscience take this poke.
Right. Yeah, and that's really what the free exercise is about. It is the right of conscience, the right to live according to your deepest held beliefs. And as I said before, you do not surrender those by joining the military. You know, it's a slightly different scenario than the general public, but in that you have, you know, the Uniform Code of Military Justice and, you know, different regulations and that sort of thing. But you know, the Constitution is the Constitution, and it has not been suspended during this pandemic. And it's, you know, it's sad that so many people in the military are being put in this position, and it certainly should not be grounds for a dishonorable discharge. That is, you know, such an extreme measure that should be reserved for people who truly did not do their duty. And, you know, that's why we have a military division here at First Liberty Institute. We were defending religious liberty in the military long before this current issue came up. So if people, you know, currently on active duty, or you have family members who are dealing with this issue, I would just encourage you to go to firstliberty.org and check out the resource that we have on the vaccines. And then if you need our help, fill out the Get Legal Help tab.
You know, in a broader sense, and I'm going to throw it out there, and you can just tell me if it, I don't know, if you feel as though it, if it merits, you know, my thought process. There are a lot of people that are very concerned about a number of different things that are happening in our country today. But, you know, I look at the sex trafficking that's happening at our border, for example. And you know, that something needs to happen with that. I look at the intrusion on our personal property and on our you know, I mean, there's just a variety of things. The proposals about going in and controlling bank accounts and just a variety of different things. And I'm not, again, this isn't about political. It's about just policies and liberties and freedoms. Abortion, the push that's being done on abortion, which obviously as a believer we're against. There are a number of these issues, and to me they come down to issues of morality. Do I want to be forced to participate in or financially support things that are against my strongly held religious convictions. And so we talk about civil disobedience, you know, especially in this area of the vaccines and the masks in particular, and what they do to our temple, to our physical temple, which God says is where he dwells now as New Testament believers. At what point does that civil disobedience come to rest on religious liberty, and then how does that square? Am I making sense? I'm sorry if I'm.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this for people of faith, it becomes a matter of conscience. When the Apostle Paul discussed the issue that the first century church was having regarding eating meat that was offered to idols, he said, you know, it basically comes down to a matter of conscience. If you don't have a problem with this meat that was offered to idols, but you are eating with someone who does, you know, you have a responsibility to them, and vice versa, they have a responsibility to you. So to each of you, treat each other respectfully so that you don't force someone to violate their own conscience. On whether it's the vaccine or a whole host of issues, we live in a country that really the only one in the history of the world that's founded on the idea that government exists to protect your God-given rights, and so therefore government should never put you in a position of having to choose between obeying God and obeying government. And so we have rights here in this country that the first century Christians would marvel at. And, you know, the Apostle Paul used his Roman citizenship and the rights that he had as a Roman citizen to protect himself physically. There are a couple of times they were getting ready to beat him, and he says, "Is it lawful for you to do this to a Roman citizen?" Another time he's in jail, and they were going to sneak him out, and he said, "No, I'm a Roman citizen, and I was put here without a trial. I'm not going to go away quietly. Have him come in here and walk me out of here the same way he put me in." So he used his citizenship to both protect himself physically and also to advance the cause. I mean, how did he end up in Rome to begin with? You appeal to Caesar you will go. Yeah. That was his right as a Roman citizen. So we have, you know, we have far more freedoms and liberties here in this day and age than the first century church did, for sure. And so I think it becomes a matter of conscience then for the believer. If you are faced with a situation of obeying government would cause you to violate your own conscience towards your obedience to God, you have to decide where that line is for you. And if you're put in that position and you have reached that point, then for you, as a matter of conscience, to not obey them, or to obey God rather than government, that's typically where most of our clients have found themselves. And that's why we come in, you know, for free to help them. Because in this country, you should never be put in that position. That's what the First Amendment's all about. But I think it's well-intentioned and devout people can arrive at different conclusions on some issues, and where that line is, you know, for the individual. But if you are facing that's when you need help, and that's what First Liberty exists to do.
Well, and you know, you point, you know, we would point back, or I would point back, you know, to our Declaration of Independence, right? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever right. any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Our you know, Christian first step is our right to have a fair and honest and open election, and to choose different representation
because certainly these are representatives, and I know that First Liberty works hard to give Christians the right in the public arena to be able to say, no, I can use my conscience, my beliefs, my biblical beliefs, and deeply held biblical beliefs to inform me on my public policy, how I want to live in, and what kind of society right. I want to live in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like you said in your quote in the Declaration, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That is the purpose of government, to protect the God-given rights of the people. And so, the First Amendment, enshrines that in the Free Exercise Clause, and that is about living your life according to what you believe. And that's exactly right. That's why it's why First Liberty exists, is to protect that right for people of all faiths. We represent people of all faiths all around the country because the principle is the same for our Orthodox Jewish clients than it is as it is for our Christian clients. And when we win for another faith, the win protects everyone. So it's a unique blessing in the history of the world to live in a country founded on the ideals that ours is. And I believe the parable of the talents tells us we'll be held accountable for what we did with those blessings. And mm-hmm. we have a right and a responsibility to live freely and to live, in according with our deepest held beliefs. And really, when people of all faiths do that, life gets better for everyone. It's the faith-based charities and nonprofits that are caring for the least of these, and they're doing a better job than government ever has. And so really what the First Amendment about and what our work is about is preserving the proper role of religion in a free and civil society.
Amen. And the conscience of a nation has a huge bearing on the prosperity of that nation. And I think the reason that America has prospered and has survived, we have surpassed the expectations and historical evidence of any other nation. 200 years is about the closing point, folks, and we're beyond that. And I think we can go a lot further, but we have to make sure that these issues of conscience stay in place. And First Liberty's fighting for those, but they can't fight if you don't let them know where rights are being rescinded. And they're there to help you. So contact them today. First Liberty. You can find them on CG Contributors page at ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Wow. Sorry, folks. I'm sending a note. I just opened up my email. My producer just met... shared something with me, and I'm gonna share with you. Fred Weinberg is a man who is literally I would say a force of nature. His zest for freedom, for the American way, his fire for liberty and for freedom of speech and for giving others a platform and liberty and freedom to share. And he always loved having ministers that would, you know, break the glass ceiling and just tell the truth. We had some wonderful conversation. It is with a deep sense of sadness that I share with you that Fred passed away this morning. And so I'm taking this moment to give a tribute, and I didn't get permission, and I apologize if somebody's offended. My sincerest apologies, but he was an amazing person. And we had some really great conversations, and his articles were always on point, and so we will dearly miss him. Please be praying for his wonderful family. Please be praying for those here at the USA Radio Network who are impacted by this tremendous loss. Please be praying for everyone who Fred touched, and that's a lot of people. So keep them lifted up in your prayers, if you would. And in honor of him, let's keep fighting for freedom. Let's keep fighting for liberty. Let's keep fighting for America. He had incredible belief in the American people, and he counted on you. And that's why he let us speak to you. So let's make him proud. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back. Hour number two coming up right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.